Hello.
Hey, welcome back
to Flick Fanatics. Brand new episode where we saw the new film, G.I. Joe.
Retaliation. And,
big anticipation.
Doozy. That's a doozy, that movie. But, after that, what was it, like 8 months delay or something like that?
To make it 3D.
Finally.
And edit up some scenes, I guess it was. Correct. Yeah. I'm here, by the way. Oh, we did not introduce our guest. We're brand new guest. Not a brand new guest.
Second brand new guest.
Yeah,
old,
second time.
Used.
John.
Yeah, Justice. I'm back.
So, thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
So, what's this film about, John?
It's a sequel to G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra, which was, I don't know how old, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
2009, 4 years ago.
4 years, yeah, it's been a while, but, sequel, kind of reboot, you know, you don't need to see the first one to understand this, they kind of give you a little synopsis in it, but, you know, it's following the Joes, and they kind of get betrayed by the government, all is not as it seems kind of a thing, and they explain that as it goes, and it's kind of like, you know, retaliation, it's the subhead, you know, they're trying to get their name cleared again, and they're trying to, save the world, essentially,
yep.
just like in the show and the comics.
And we got some new lead actors in it, one in particular, Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne the John Roxon, as I like to say. Plays Roadblock,
yeah.
Who is a big character in the comics, and cartoons
and
some of the stuff.
And if people don't follow that stuff, it's the body massage guy and the PSAs. And those awesome YouTube videos.
He cooks a lot, which he doesn't do in the movie.
Right.
He mentions it, but he doesn't do it.
Right.
Who else is in this movie, Jackson?
Channing Tatum, RZA from Wu Tang Clan.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Two of my favorites. Ray Park plays Snake Eyes, reprises his role. One of the only returning actors.
100% stunts.
100% the best around for all action.
And Jonathan Pryce.
Oh yeah. Who did he play?
The president.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you recognize his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one of my favorites, Ray Stevenson, who played Firefly,
yes.
A Cobra agent.
Yeah.
Who, if you haven't heard of him, he was Frank Castle in the Punisher Warzone reboot, and he's been in the Book of Eli, a few
he's
other films.
Bad guy and the other guys.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Willis.
Willis.
Which we just...
Die Hard.
This is Die Hard 5 Part 2.
Okay. Yeah. the extended edition.
Okay, so... what did you guys like, and what did you not like about the acting, the writing? There's a new director who
mm-hmm.
did this one, so it's kind of a different take at G.I. Joe. So,
well, personally, I don't know anything about G.I. Joe. I don't know anything about the story or the characters or anything like that. And the movie, for the first half, I was completely lost, pretty much. Like, I didn't know, like, any background to any of these characters
yeah.
or anything like that, so I was... kind of confused, but...
did you see the first one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. See, so yeah. So
and I don't really plan
yeah,
on...
Yeah, this is a classic kind of...
Like,
this
yeah.
is the take of a person who didn't,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a reboot sequel. Yeah.
But, the first half I was kind of lost. But the second half, it was just like, no one can get lost. It's like
straight
a maze that's just a straight hallway, you know, start to finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the writing, the dialogue? Because, I mean, you didn't see the first one John did. The dialogue in the first one sucks almost
yeah.
the whole way through. A lot of bad one-liners,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they kind of fixed it with this one. The Rock is just a better delivery with
mm-hmm.
the one-liners, like,
yeah.
because people can totally see that,
yeah.
you know, action star.
Exactly.
But, I like that. I like the writing a lot more in this one. I also like the special effects a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
The 3D, I thought, was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Worth checking out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the 3D, we saw it in 3D IMAX. And that was kind of crazy. I mean, they didn't overdo the special effects with the, everything popping out at you and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a few you know, moments where there was, like, you know, swords and bullets flying at you. But it wasn't over the top, and I thought it was, you know, done well.
Yeah.
The 3D, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Would you, like, about it, not like about it?
Yeah, like, I saw the first one, Rise of Cobra, and it was, you know, everyone kind of can agree that could have been a lot better, you know? And I'm kind of, like, in the middle here. Like, I'm sitting literally in the middle between Jackson and Matt. But, like, Jackson, you know, said he didn't know anything about G.I. Joe. I know a little bit. You know, I've read a few comics. I've seen some of the show, some of the animated stuff, and I've seen the previous movie. I'm, like, a diehard G.I. Joe fan. But from what I saw, you know, like, I knew about characters, and I felt like some were downplayed. Some were definitely, like, just kick-ass. Like, you know, Firefly. Like, some of the newcomers were really good. And, you know, it's just a fun, you know, action movie. Even if you're not into the series, I just thought that it was, like, just, you know, just it's just fun. You know, you're not supposed to take it too serious.
Yeah.
I thought the special effects were good. The costumes were good.
Mm-hmm.
The one-liners, they were funny. Like, some of the characters were likable. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but some of them. And it felt like it was a good in-between between campiness and realistic military. It was a good balance. It wasn't one or the other. It was somewhere in between, which I thought was very good. The post-conversion 3D, you know, it's fine. If you like 3D, I'd say it's one of the better 3D movies you can pay for compared to a lot of the 3D
films. Yeah, definitely.
You know, if you're going to pay for 3D, it would be this as opposed to, you know, just a movie that's just layered in 3D like all these movies are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I liked it. You know, it's really good.
So we've been talking a lot about what we like.
Mm-hmm.
What did you not like, both you guys, about this movie? Jackson goes, where to begin?
I thought some of the dialogue was, you know, just cheesy. Like, really kind of very cheesy. And it was, some of it was useless, but on the other hand, there were some times where it was constructed well. It made sense and it flowed like an actual conversation would. But again, there were some times where, you know, it didn't really make sense what people were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also one of my complaints. Like, I like G.I. Joe a lot. I don't collect everything, but I collect what I can of it, and I read what I can and watch what I can. But for me, I think my problem with it was more of they didn't care enough to give background information on a lot of the new characters, which bothers me. And it's basically because, like, if you're gonna kind of make a reboot, you should at least sort of make us feel for the characters.
Yeah.
Like, Roadblock, the only background we really get was his family and stuff like that in the beginning.
Not really, I mean,
and hardly
just
any of that.
His two daughters.
Yeah, you know, really.
Is the wife there? Is she...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't know.
Even at the very end.
Yeah, and then...
doesn't make
but something, that the, something that the first movie did well was it explained the ninjas, Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes. It explained them well. The first one did.
I was lost at that part. I was like...
Yeah, that's the one
I know
part.
There's some sort of back and forth between these two characters, but I'm not
and, like,
set on
to
it.
To keep this spoiler-free, there is that part where they show flashbacks, but that's basically all explained in the previous film.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, it is a sequel, but it's not a full-on sequel. It's not a full-on reboot. It's kind of... It's a weird movie. You know,
and it's also hard to understand because Zartan, who is... If you haven't seen this film, but it's basic
it's
plot premise that Zartan is... disguised as the president because of the nanomites that they had in the first film, which was something that Destro, or the soon-to-be Destro, was constructing.
Oh.
And he used it on this guy named Zartan, who is a master of disguise, to eventually use him as a weapon to manipulate him to, like, get into the...
He's basically Mystique from X-Men.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
He's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely see.
And so that whole "For He's Jolly Good Fellow" whistling tune, that was... used in the first movie. It's like the reoccurring that you know it's him, kind of. But for someone that hasn't seen the film, I think that's they need to explain that.
Right.
Yeah.
And while they do call it a sequel, you're basically changing the whole lineup of who's in the movie. I mean, there's so many new actors in this movie and so many that haven't returned that I think you need to distinguish, like, what's going on, kind of.
Yeah, definitely.
And Yeah, like, my cons would be kind of what you guys were saying. Some of the writing I thought was great. Like, the president was great. He was hilarious. Yeah, he was a satire on the American government, and, like, the one-liners are good. But some of the writing, yeah, like, some of it is shoddy, and some of it's not so great. And it is a G.I. Joe movie, so you're not supposed to expect too much, but when you're getting, like, a good and a bad, like, you could tell that in a movie, like, what's good and what's bad, and it's not going, like, to the, it's not trying to be so bad, it's good kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. It's got both, and I didn't like RZA, RZA's character.
Yeah, I didn't know his character.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, yeah, he was, like, he's a kung fu sensei, and I just, I don't know, like, it feels forced a little bit. But, you know, just small gripes aside, you know, those are just small things.
I mean, I thought it was a decent movie for an action movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not some, you know, thinker.
They try to yank on your emotions a little bit sometimes, and in the beginning a little too, but it's, it's just, if you're going to see this as a popcorn movie, this is a fun movie, put on your 3D glasses, kick back, and enjoy the ride. Just more of a, go have fun if you're going to see this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a, don't expect anything groundbreaking or...
Mm-hmm. You know, the action scenes are... Yeah, I will say the action scenes are shot very well, though.
Yeah.
And I think they're a step above a lot of PG-13 action scenes.
Yeah, which is funny, because the director changed directors. It's the director of Step Up movies. The first, like, couple Step Up movies.
Oh, really?
And that's why I think the choreography is good in the action, because you're basically doing a dance.
John Chu is the director. And he also, might I add, directed Never Shout... Never, or Never Say Never, the Justin Bieber film.
I didn't even know that.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a little fun fact.
I do want to see, from this movie moving on, if they do a sequel, which I think is a little far-fetched, me and Matt were talking about this, to keep spoiler-free, I don't know if they'll do another one. It depends, I guess, how this one sells. I want to see, like, just a straight-up Snake Eyes Storm Shadow movie. Just like that, you know, like when he was joining G.I. Joe early on missions, because that would be a great balls-to-the-wall ninja action movie. It would cut out any, like, military gun stuff. It would just be a good, like, kung fu action movie.
Well, you'd have guns still, because Snake Eyes does use guns, but
it'd be a kung fu movie, essentially.
Yeah, and I think that'd be awesome. RZA should be in it again. I like him.
Man, it has Snake Eyes, maybe.
Oh, Ray Park.
No, reveal at the end.
Ray Park is...
Because that's the one thing there's a lot of good action scenes with Snake Eyes, but man, I wanted to see more Snake Eyes.
There were some kind of lame action scenes with Snake Eyes, though.
But
there's a fight between Storm Shadow and...
Hallway?
Yeah, and Snake Eyes.
Oh,
and
that's in the trailer. That was a good one.
Storm Shadow's throwing these ninja stars.
Yeah, it was cool.
And Snake Eyes is just shooting at him.
Yeah, that's in the preview.
What doesn't make sense is, like, he's just, like, spraying bullets, and they're not...
No, what they did, the whole thing was that he was doing was, it was going to slow-mo, and then it would go fast-mo at the end to show, like, how it was just a quick burst of shots to take them all down.
But I mean,
it's
like
so precise.
And
it's like
some of the
throws.
Ninja stars that Storm Shadow was throwing, they were like on the same like general like area as like his body. I don't know how to explain this, but when Snake Eyes would shoot at the ninja stars, I would think the bullet or like shards of the ninja stars
would come back and hit Storm Shadow. I don't know the physicalities of the bullets. I like that scene particularly because it reminded me of, everyone's pretty much seen Dark Knight Rises. It was just dead silent.
Yeah, that was.
And then they picked
up
the music because it turned into the big clip battle, which is a highlight.
That was the highlight of the movie. I think that also another highlight of the movie was.
That was pretty cool. There's a very reminiscent scene of like Equilibrium. If anyone's seen that, it's very just cool.
Yeah. The action is definitely what makes this movie worth watching. Because if you don't have action, you don't have G.I. Joe for a movie.
Luckily,
and Bruce Willis is kind of a comedic relief in it too. In some parts,
comedic and also some would say badass.
Right.
He does have some, you know, an over the top part. So it was.
It's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Score was good. I thought the score was good, but yeah, the soundtrack was okay. Like,
I liked it because, like, I thought they mixed a good amount of orchestrated sounds with a good amount of, like, electronic, almost video game sounds you'd expect to hear in something like
that. Well, yeah, reminiscent of dubstep, too. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Like, there was a drum and bass track in the beginning, which was, yeah, like, very fast-paced and in your face. That was good. And, like, then, yeah, there's certain, like, yeah, just good electronic vibes. Mm-hmm. And it was a good blend of music.
Yeah. Well, what do you rate it, Matt?
I would give this film... Oh, here's... This is also contributing to why I'm giving it this. I never heard a Yo-Jo in the whole film, and that's always the Joe's slogan. They always say Yo-Jo when they're about to do something.
They said the normal military, the oorah thing.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's not Yo-Jo.
Yeah, that's...
I don't remember
that. I would give this film 4 Yo-Jos out of 5 Yo-Jos, because... It's good, but it, you know, it's a B- for an action movie. It's lacking a little bit, but it's definitely a big step up from the first film. So, check it out. It's worth watching.
What about you, John?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I'm going to have to do the same thing. I gave it a 4 out of 5. It's a B, you know, it's a B movie. It's an action movie. That's what it is. It's just fun. Don't expect too much. You know, if you like G.I. Joe, the fanfare is definitely there.
Yeah, you know, and they do stray from the comics a little bit.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
sorry,
like,
to cut you off.
But yeah, I mean...
But it also does... It's a little pleasing to fans.
Right,
too.
It's not going
to
be, you know,
yeah,
strictly 100% accurate. But, you know, it's the best of G.I. Joe movie you can get right now. I mean, yeah, as far as live action.
Yeah.
How about you, Jackson?
Like I said, there were some parts I didn't like at all.
Mm-hmm.
There were some parts that I did like. I thought the action was pretty good, but there's something that just, I don't know, I couldn't really, like, get into the story all that much. So I'm probably going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Decent for an action movie, for sure. But, I mean, not the best action movie either.
Yeah, definitely. I think, personally, I would have, like, I mean... Can you imagine a movie with, like, you know, these actors in it? Like, you know, The Rock, Ray Park as Snake Eyes,
yeah,
all these guys. If they made a rated R G.I. Joe movie that was, like, really gritty, I think that would be so much cooler. But that can't sell.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
And, like, I can dream all I want about that, but this is what I get. And
cause
it's
be
better
to
than
have,
the first one, you know?
Like, the kids come with their parents.
Right, because,
like they're playing
the
with the G.I. Joe action figures and all that stuff.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
I was reading a lot of stuff about this movie, and I think, like, the perfect description for this movie is, like, you know, it's really, like a kid's movie at heart, but, like, if you're older and you have, like, an inner child that wants to, like, revisit Joe, it's, you know...
Yeah, I can see.
Because it's not too military realistic. Like I said, it's a good blend between the two.
Yeah.
But it's not like Rise of the Cobra, where you got little submarines flying underwater with laser beams. It's not, like, over the top.
Yeah.
Some of it's over the top.
Some of it is. Yeah. I'm not saying as over the top as the previous one.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, rest assured, it's better than the first one. I know it's not saying too much, but...
It's a step in the right direction.
Right.
And knowing is half the battle. And if John M. Chu knows this, then he's going to keep improving, and it's just going to get better. So, that's my hope. I think that's it for us today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Thanks for checking us out.
Yeah. Make sure to... like us on Facebook and
subscribe if you want to see more videos like this or
please,
hear more videos like this.
Yeah, definitely, and please spread the word because
leave us a comment.
Yeah, and leave comments. You know,
feedback.
Tell us how we did.
You know, suggestions about movies you might want to see reviewed. You know, you can't get every single movie coming out. You know,
yeah,
these guys have a budget, but you know,
yeah,
a lot of movies coming out soon.
Yeah, speaking of movies coming out soon,
please be on the behind the bios like anywhere.
We're going to be reviewing The Place Beyond the Comets.
If you can find it.
If we can find it. It's a limited release, so it's going to be a tough find, but we're going to do our best
to, sure,
to see it, and we're going to review that for you. And if we don't review that, what's the next movie? We're going to do
42.
42, or Oblivion.
Or Oblivion.
So, this is some movies in April.
Yeah, just, you know, look up movies in April and tell us what you're most excited for. And we will try to see it and try to review it. Thanks again.
Yo, Joe.